Ready, everybody? Then let's go. We're now about to visit Krausmeier's Tavern for the first episode in the broadcast treat of the season. Krausmeier and Cohen, a show that you'll love for its humor and humaneness. A show that's kaleidoscopic in rapid-fire, constantly changing situations. A show that's royally packed with comedy, drama, love, suspense, pathos. As we enter Krausmeier's Tavern just a few hours before its grand opening, we find Herman Krausmeier in heated conversation with Percy Pelling, who has recently arrived from England and who refuses to talk about his past. Pelling has just been engaged as head waiter. Evidently, preparations for tonight's opening are not going too smoothly. Listen.
Ach, du lieber Percy, what do you think? No suit.
My word, sir. No suit?
See this. What am I going to do? I got to have my suit for the grand opening tonight.
What did the cleaner say? They haven't really lost your suit.
No, they haven't lost it. They're just trying to find it.
Dear me, this is most annoying, isn't it?
Why don't this happen to somebody else once in a while? Why have they always got to pick out Krausmeier?
Hyman, it's all right. The cleaner just called up. The suit was left by mistake at the wrong place.
I'm glad then that's all settled. Did he say when it would get here?
It was left at one of the houses in the next block. When they find it, they'll bring it to you.
That's better. What's that? When they find it?
Keep quiet, Hyman. Don't get so excited.
Excited? Gee whiz, Morris. Tonight is the grand opening of the tavern, and the manager ain't got his suit.
Don't worry. There's plenty of time. They'll have the suit here when you're ready to open the tavern.
So, they left it in some place in the next block. I'm going to call the cleaners on the phone and tell them what I see.
Hyman, for goodness sake, Hyman, then.
My word. He's terribly worried over his suit.
Yeah. The cleaners will find it all right. Oh. Hey, look who's coming. Maybe we got the customer already, huh? Come right in and take a look. This is the new tavern.
Thanks. My name's Adam. I'm the ward committeeman. Thought I'd drop in and look you over.
Oh, so you're the ward committeeman. My name is Morris Cohen. I'm glad to know you. How do you like the place?
It looks good to me, Corn. You ought to do some business here.
Oh, we got a nice big floor for dancing and plenty of tables. And you should see the kitchen. Come on back and let me show it to you, Mr. Adams.
I heard you were opening the place tonight. I'll try and drop in if I can possibly make it.
My word. Everyone is interested in the... I beg your pardon, madam. I didn't see you come in.
I'm looking for Mr. Krausmeier. He works here, don't he?
Works here? Dear me, madam. He's one of the owners.
Oh, well, that's better yet. Tell him I'm here, will you? I got a package for him.
He isn't in, just at present. But you may leave the package with me. It's his suit, isn't it?
No, I want to see Mr. Krausmeier personally. Oh, maybe you can tell me. He's a bachelor, isn't he?
Really, madam, I'm new here. I know very little about either of the proprietors. But I do believe Mr. Krausmeier is a single man.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing much business in the tavern?
We're not doing anything yet. Our grand opening is tonight.
Well, you've got a snappy little outfit here.
Yes, you mean the tavern. Yes. Yes, indeed. Rather tasty, eh, what?
Well, those flags don't look so hot. If I had anything to do with this place, they'd come down.
But you haven't anything to do with this place.
No. Well, you never can tell. You're sure this Krausmeier isn't married?
All I know is what I've heard. I've heard him say he wouldn't marry the best woman on earth.
Oh, is that so? Well, in that case, I won't leave this package. I'll drop in again.
Oh, I say, my word. What a dashing creature. Fancy a woman like that asking for Mr. Krausmeier.
Percy, I should like for you to... Phew. Where did you get the perfumery?
I beg your pardon, Mr. Cohen. I never use perfume. A woman was just in here asking for Mr. Krausmeier.
A woman? Asking for Hyman? Come on in, Mr. Adams.
Yes, sir, Cohen. This tavern is just what the neighborhood has needed. What's this I smell? Perfume?
A woman was just here, and I'm certain she has Mr. Krausmeier's suit. She wouldn't leave it. She's coming in again. Oh, and what a woman. A perfect dream.
Wait, I think Hyman is coming. I'll find out about this woman.
Morris. Jeeves, yeah? Morris. Did you hear anything yet about the suit?
Wait a minute, Hyman. Something has come up.
Something has come up? Jeeves, Morris, you ain't had no bad news.
That we want to know. Hyman, is there something that you want to tell me?
By golly, there ain't no grand opening tonight till I get my suit.
Hyman, listen. Let me ask you. Has a woman come into your life?
A woman in my life, not on your life.
Well, a woman just came in now asking for you.
I wouldn't give two pins for the best. What's that? A woman was asking for me?
A most beautiful woman, Mr. Krausmeier. And already she has ideas about taking down the flags. She's not at all satisfied with them, sir.
She uses a very powerful perfume, Krausmeier.
She is. What is this? A choke?
Oh, my word, sir. I'm pretty sure that she has your suit.
My suit? Well, of all the noise.
But she's coming in again, sir. Oh, gorgeous creature. Mr. Krausmeier, gorgeous creature. My word.
I wouldn't be interested in a carload of women. They wouldn't have any effect on me.
She has such large, wonderful black eyes.
All right, boys, all right. Keep it up. You can have your little joke.
Yeah, but you never know when you'll fall, Hyman. All of us have the first time coming, you know.
All the women in the world couldn't make a smash on Hyman Krausmeier.
Oh, excuse me, boys. Which one of you is Hyman Krausmeier?
Dear me, this is the woman.
Into the office. Quick, Hyman. I'll take care of this for you.
Gee, Miss Morris, I'll attend to my own business, please. I am Hyman Krausmeier. What is it you want with me?
Oh. Well, could I speak to you alone, Mr. Krausmeier? About a personal matter?
Then do it, Hyman. I warn you. This woman will make a monkey out of you.
Well, what's the trouble, boys? Can't a lady speak to Mr. Krausmeier on business?
Oh, that's it. You see, lady, I'm Mr. Krausmeier's partner.
Oh, so. Well, I'm not going to bite Mr. Krausmeier.
Well, that's different.
Everybody go away, please. This is private business.
Well, we'll wait in the office for a little while, Hyman. But just for a little while. Come on, Mr. Adams, and you too, Percy. We'll go into the office. We'll come out again in 3 minutes. That's 20 long enough.
Well, madam, we're all alone. What have you to say to me?
Well, I have a little surprise for you. I suppose you've been wondering what became of your suit.
Jeeves, have you got my suit?
Well, the cleaner pulled a boner and left it with me. Had your name and address on it, so, thought I'd bring it over.
By golly, that's nice of you to bring me the suit. I was just beginning to worry about it.
It's kind of funny we ain't never met before, Mr. Krausmeier. Have you been in the neighborhood very long?
Sure, I've lived here all my life.
Well, isn't it funny that we never met before?
Well, I don't have nothing to do with women. I'm a woman hater.
Well, perhaps that's because you never met the right woman.
Not one woman in the whole world do I like.
Well, you ought to get out more and look around. You're so big and strong and handsome.
You're just beginning to notice it, are you?
Well, I've heard a lot about you, Mr. Krausmeier. They tell me that you're such a good man.
Well, why don't you come down to the tavern sometime? We're making the grand opening tonight.
Oh, I'd love it, Herman, but... Oh, well, I guess maybe you want me to call you Mr. Krausmeier, huh?
Oh, that's all right. You can call me Herman if you want to.
Yeah. And you can call me Vivian, if you want to.
Vivian? By golly, that's a sweet name.
Yes, I'd like to take in this grand opening tonight, but, I don't know anybody in the neighborhood, and, could you sit with me for a while, Herman?
Sit with you for a while? By golly, I'll sit with you till we close up the place.
Well, I guess we'll get along pretty well together. You know, it's kind of lonesome being a widow.
Oh, you're a widow? Grass or sod?
Hyman, that's long enough.
Keep away, Morris. Jesus, don't come in yet.
I don't like that partner of yours.
No?
You know, I wish I could get into some business like this tavern.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I know it takes a lot of money, but all I have is the little my husband left me. It isn't much. Only 60,000.
Oh, that's a shame. What's that? $60,000?
There, I won't worry you with my troubles, honey. I'll drop in tonight, and we'll get acquainted, let's say, huh?
By golly, we're going to get acquainted quick, huh?
Well, I'll see you later, Herman.
Goodbye, Vivian. Ah, gee whiz. Makes me feel so happy all over to call you by that name.
Goodbye, Herman.
Ach, du lieber, 60,000. Himmel, I'm falling in love.
Hey, I'm glad you got rid of that woman.
Got rid of her? Gee whiz, you don't know the half of it.
Oh, for goodness sake, Hyman, don't tell me that you are going...
She's coming to the tavern tonight, and I'm going to sit at the same table with her. I'll tell you all about it when I come back.
Wait, Hyman, where are you going?
Don't stop me, Morris, don't stop me. I've met the one woman in the whole world. I'm falling in love. I'm going to the barber shop and get a hair.
Hey, now what's coming? Right away, she will want to change the decorations.
So, a woman arrives upon the scene, and things grow a bit complicated, even before the tavern is officially opened. I wonder how much influence she will have on the futures of our friends, Herman and Morris. What is this strange power she possesses, which in a few short moments has changed Krausmeier from a woman-hater to a pliant, humble suitor? With good reason... Morris Cohen is beginning to worry.